Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie and find out more.
Well, as we've been discussing, a radical plan to ban private cars from the centre of Dublin has been unveiled this afternoon. Dublin's quays will become car-free by creating a system of bus gates to restrict movement to public transport, cyclists and pedestrians. Advocates argue that the proposals will speed up public transport and make it safer to walk and cycle. But how will cars get through the centre of the capital, and will it keep shoppers and visitors away? Well, for some business reaction to all of this, we're joined now by Richard Guiney, the CEO of Dublin Town, a group representing 2,500 of the capital's businesses. And Richard, you're very welcome to the programme this evening. What do you make of the plan?
Yeah, look, first of all, we all accept that we have to reduce the number of vehicles that are travelling on our roads. We need to reduce our emissions, our transport emissions, by 51%, and that's a given. I suppose it comes down to how we're going to do that. And our view would be, there's no point in restricting and imposing challenges on vehicles going in one direction, but leaving the rest of the other directions and the periphery scot-free, because, you just see cars, the same number of vehicles on the roads, to just be going in different directions. So I think, what I would have liked to have heard today is, how we can address things like deliveries to premises, deliveries from premises. That's going to be really important. We'll have to assess the interaction of a lot of these changes. One change here and one change there, you may be able to compensate, but how the total package comes together is something that we will need time to consider. And I think, they need to be workshopped. We need really intensive engagement with the business community. That didn't happen on Capel Street, and there were issues around deliveries, and there were issues around waste collection, etc. So, in this instance, we really do need that much more intensive engagement from all of the powers.
We were speaking to Michael Pidgeon from the Green Party about this a little earlier on, and in relation to deliveries, he said there will be access for deliveries. And in relation to your point about more cars just in another part of the city, he was saying that the hope or the expectation would be that actually isn't what would happen. It's that you would get fewer cars, because it would just become so unviable really to drive in the city centre that people would be pushed towards public transport or walking or cycling.
But what we saw at Christmas time was that when parking charges were introduced in Liffey Valley, Blanchardstown became gridlocked, and there was cars in the bus lanes, etc., which I don't think was a public policy win. In terms of deliveries, we're not just talking about deliveries to premises, we're also talking about deliveries from premises. Because if shoppers can't bring their cars in, and there's a certain logic to that, then we need to ensure that people can shop, socialise, and use sustainable transport in a far more efficient way. One of the things we've been advocating is shared deliveries from premises, so that basically if you come and do your shopping, that those goods are then delivered home to you or to your place of work or wherever you want. And I think what we need is joined up thinking on this. We can't just have single-dimensional restrictions on the city centre. And one of the things I was concerned about as well was just a restriction on taxis, which are obviously very important, particularly for the likes of hotels, etc. So again, that needs to be thought through. There's technology out there that will allow people to share taxis. So for example, at night you could use a car park to have a shared taxi service so people can share if they're heading in the same direction. And the technology exists to do that. So I think we need to be really clever. We need to use technology. We do need to reduce the number of vehicles in the city. But I think we need to be, we need some joined up thinking, and the business community, we can't be just, there's a submission, off you go, and then for that to be ignored.
It is open to public consultation, obviously, until the end of the year, I think. So, I mean, it's not like this is going to be implemented without public consultation.
But I think it needs more than just consultation. I think it needs that, that deep engagement where we actually start working through some of the issues, like we did for the Lewis Cross City. And, that project was huge and it was very complex. But, the footfall increased in the city during the works.
Can I ask you,
the project worked.
On that point, Richard, if those things that you're talking about, which I understand they're logistical challenges and very real challenges that need to be addressed. But if those can be addressed, would you welcome the plan broadly? Because, I mean, the keys at the moment are no fun for anybody in a car. They really aren't. They're, or indeed anybody on a bike or anybody walking. I think Michael Pidgeon made the point they're not working for anybody and they're really not. And you could make the same point, couldn't you, about the, about in around the customs house. Like, it's not a nice place to be with all the traffic. So if these plans were implemented in the correct way, would you welcome them?
If we can see how they're going to work, then, you know, overall, yes, we do need to reduce the number of vehicles and the traffic movements. But one, we track public engagement and public views quite closely. And one of the things that is concerning is that there's been a reduction in the support for pedestrianisation and also sustainable transport measures. So I think the public are seeing a lot of stick and not enough cars. And that's where, you know, we need to, when these plans are implemented, the cars needs to be very much to the fore. And the practical implications around deliveries and around waste collection and all of the other matters that, you know, are of serious concern, and access to hotels and coaches accessing hotels, all of those things, you know, they need to be part of this. And so I think it's not just a consultation. As I say, this is a real deep engagement in terms of how some of those practical issues are going to be overcome.
Lots of people actually have been getting in touch in relation to people with disabilities and how they may be affected. Phil, for example, has texted the programme to say, I'm a blue badge holder. These changes affect me greatly. I've scoliosis, so walking and standing for any length is not possible. My life, my rights, my mental health will and are badly affected as well. Well, Phil, they're not introduced yet, these changes. These are proposals going out to public consultation, but I do take the point that if they were implemented, it could cause problems for people with disabilities.
I think, Sarah, in terms of you know, people who have having electronic tags as well for people who are mobility impaired is going to be really important, because, you know, those vehicles do need to access the city. You know, if people are mobility impaired, I think we do need to give greater consideration to how they access not just the city but other locations around the country which have had restrictions imposed. Okay. So I think that's a really important point.
All right, thank you very much for joining us. That's Richard Guiney, CEO of Dublin Town. You can let us know what you think to 51551.